move on to the first presenter. So representing the winning entry in the multimedia category, It's My Time, a theory-based communication campaign for cervical cancer-free South Carolina, is Dr. Beth Sundstrom. Dr. Sundstrom is an assistant professor in the Department of Communication at the College of Charleston in Charleston, South Carolina. She is a member of the graduate faculty, the public health major, and the Women's and Gender Studies program. Her research program focuses on health communication, social marketing, and women's health. So please join me in welcoming Beth to the podium.
Good morning. Thank you for coming. I am thrilled to be here this morning to share It's My Time. We really viewed this as an innovative academic community partnership to develop a theory-based communication campaign to design and pilot this campaign in the Lowcountry of South Carolina. So as you probably know, I want to tell you a little bit about the issue, HPV and cervical cancer. So you probably know that cervical cancer is a preventable disease that is caused by certain high-risk strains of the human papillomavirus, or HPV. And HPV has been linked to a number of diseases, not only cervical cancer, but also genital warts, throat and mouth cancers, as well as others. But we know that as many as 93% of cervical cancers could be prevented by screening and HPV vaccination. Despite this, only 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 7 boys received the recommended three doses of the HPV vaccine in 2013. So we have a long way to go. In addition, regionally in the South, we have the highest incidence rates of cervical cancer combined with the lowest rates of screening. Specifically in South Carolina, we have the 14th highest cervical cancer incidence and the 7th highest cervical cancer mortality in the country. So this is an important issue to address. And so our campaign wanted to decrease rates of cervical cancer in the Lowcountry region of South Carolina, which includes the city of Charleston, by increasing awareness of and access to the HPV vaccine, appropriate screening, and treatment. We wanted to look at a public that is at particularly high risk for acquiring HPV. So our primary public included young women in the Lowcountry, ages 18 to 24, and our secondary public included young men, ages 18 to 24, as well as underserved populations. So the academic community partnership was particularly poignant in this situation because we worked with the College of Charleston, where I am from, to look at the college age population. And we created this campaign in collaboration with my health communication capstone course. So it was a year-long course. So we had a group of students who were available to us through all stages of the research development, design, and implementation of the campaign. So we started this with a group of students in the fall semester. And in the fall semester, we conducted formative research, designed the campaign. And our formative research included a qualitative content analysis. So we decided that we wanted to look at how popular women's magazines cover the issues of HPV and cervical cancer and how these magazines persuade women to think about this issue. So we identified the top 25 single copy sales magazines, and we coded and analyzed 80 articles that mentioned HPV or cervical cancer. We found that these magazines covered personal stories and testimonials, that they increased empathy of these issues, and they offered facts and tips. From there, we decided that we needed some more expert opinions. So we recruited some stakeholders in the state of South Carolina, and we conducted 15 in-depth interviews with experts. These interviews were recorded, transcribed, coded, and analyzed, and we found that these experts recommended a campaign where we really understand the audience. They thought that effective communication was essential to a really influential campaign. They also focused on HPV vaccination as part of the routine immunization schedule and improving education around vaccination as well as the human papillomavirus. And then, based on the recommendation of the stakeholders, we went right to our target audience. So we conducted focus groups with young women in this target audience. We conducted 3 focus groups with 18 women, and these were transcribed, coded, and analyzed as well. We used the diffusion of innovations theory and the health belief model as a theoretical frameworks throughout our data collection and analysis. And what we found was interesting. So we found that among this age group in particular, their highest concern was about sexually transmitted infections. So whereas much of the advertising around cervical cancer today focuses on preventing cancer, cancer was not top of mind for these young women. They were concerned about STIs. This was something that they were concerned about every day. They were very cognizant of and talked frequently about using condoms to prevent STIs, but cancer was not something that was top of mind for them. So these are some quotes from our participants in the focus groups, and one participant said, "I think that everyone is cautious about STIs. That's a big concern for everybody. Nobody wants to get that." At the same time, they exhibited limited knowledge about HPV screening and the vaccination, so they were not sure exactly how HPV was transmitted. They weren't sure that HPV caused diseases, including cervical cancer, and they sometimes weren't even sure what the vaccination was for. In addition, there was some misinformation that was particularly troubling. So one participant said, if you already had sex, it basically wouldn't benefit you. And many participants echoed this. So the idea that, oh, well, it's too late. You know, if you've already had sex, you can't get the HPV vaccine. Finally, the role of new media emerged, and this is where the audience really was. They were on Twitter, they were on Facebook, and they said that if people were tweeting about an issue, they would pay attention to it. So the role of new media emerged as an important place to reach these participants. And I want to get to the fun stuff, the material, so I'm happy during questions to take any questions about our methods. We wanted to position this topic using Kotler and Lee's social marketing approach. We wanted to make it fun, easy, and popular. And so our positioning statement was that we wanted young women in particular, as well as young men as a secondary audience, to believe that the HPV vaccination is safe and effective to reduce the risk of HPV and cervical cancer, and just as important as using condoms for STI protection. Because condoms were so top of mind for them, we wanted to make this just as much a part of their daily life. So our goals were to increase awareness of vaccination screening and treatment, and we did this by creating and managing new media platforms, including Twitter and Facebook. We created and disseminated an infographic, and we also developed and disseminated a media kit to media sources. We also wanted to increase discussions about HPV using the It's My Time campaign concept, which we did through an awareness event, by establishing relationships both on campus and with local businesses, and through an interactive Vine video contest. Our strategies were really informed, as I mentioned, by the diffusion of innovations theory and the health belief model, and here's just a refresher if you haven't looked at these in a while. One of our focus group participants said, I know a lot of people who are like, oh no, it's okay, that won't happen to me. So we really wanted to use these theoretical frameworks to increase the participants' beliefs of susceptibility and severity, but also to increase the benefits and decrease the barriers. So the fun stuff, the messages. So as I said, these messages were developed in collaboration with a group of students in my health communication capstone course. So it was great because on our research team we had these students who we could make sure that these messages would resonate. So it's your time. It's your time. We wanted students to believe that this is your time to dream, to get an education, to do everything that you want to do with your life, and also that it's your time to be responsible and to take responsibility for your sexual health. So the messages, we had hashtag MyTime on all of our social media, and we emphasized that the time is now. So the time is now to protect your health. But there's still time, so we wanted to address from that formative research that idea that, you know, if I've already had sex, the HPV vaccination won't work for me. But it will. There is still time. We also wanted to emphasize that timing is everything, and to stay on track and on time, and specifically to get those three doses of the vaccine. So you probably know why new media. 80% of internet users, or about 60% of U.S. adults, search for health information online, and 95% of 18 to 29-year-olds use the internet. Young people, Latinos, and African Americans are significantly more likely than other groups to have mobile internet access and to conduct health searches on the go. So the ethos of this generation is, if I don't know something, I can try to find out, and if I know, I want to share my knowledge. It's really providing the basis for new media. As I mentioned, this was part of a course, so in the fall semester, we conducted formative audience research and designed the campaign in close collaboration with our client, Cervical Cancer Free South Carolina. So this was a true academic community partnership. And in the spring semester, we implemented the campaign and evaluated it. So the way this worked was that we basically had three student groups, a group that worked on new media, a group that worked on traditional media, and a group that worked planning our event. So in our new media, we had Twitter and Facebook, as I mentioned, as well as an infographic, which is meant to be socially shareable throughout our social media. And we were excited that our clout score, which is a measure of social influence between 1 and 100, where President Obama maybe would have a score of 100, our clout score increased 31 points over the course of the campaign. Our Vine video contest, which was one of the main ways that we engaged our target audience, this is where young men and women in the Lowcountry of South Carolina were really engaging. Vine allows you to capture and share short 6-second videos, and basically the contest asked participants to finish this sentence. So we said HPV vaccines are safe and effective and protect males and females against some of the most common types of HPV that can lead to disease and cancer. To enter the Vine contest, submit a video that finishes the sentence, I received the HPV vaccine so that I have time to. So we received entries, everything from, so I have time to eat healthy, study marine biology, go to graduate school, or have movie nights with friends. And the grand prize was an iPod Nano with hashtag MyTime and Cervical Cancer Free South Carolina engraved on the back to continue that advertising even once the contest was finished. So just to give you an example of some of the variety of entries, this will just be 6 seconds. And it would be looping with the caption that you see below. I got the HPV vaccine so that I am able to create and appreciate art. Hashtag my time. Another type of entry.
I got the HPV vaccine, so I have time to get really good at yoga. It's my time.
And these would loop on Vine, so you would be able to catch some of the nuance as you watched multiple times. So we had many Vine video entries, and we were able to select a winner. Moving on from new media, we also used traditional public relations. So media outreach, we created a media list, we developed and disseminated a media kit, including a feature release, press release, and this was picked up by online venues as well as news at CFC and our media relations department. One of the most fun public relation tactics that we did, which really merged traditional and new media, was our community partner outreach. And we created on the right hand of the screen, what you see is actually a vinyl QR code sticker. So this was a sticker that basically would fit on an 8.5 by 12 piece of paper, but it was vinyl and see-through, and it was a sticker that businesses could put on their window. And so we actually had over 20 restaurants and shops who agreed to take the vinyl QR code sticker, and if you scan that with your phone, it takes you directly to our Twitter account. So we wanted to not take folks to our website, but take them to somewhere where we had dynamic, daily updated content. We also created buttons, and so again, the benefit of working with this age group was that I might not have known that young men and women want buttons, but this was all the rage, so to speak, and so we created a logo and a button, and the button, again, was developed in collaboration with these young people to emphasize the three vaccines, the hashtag MyTime, which appeared on our materials, as well as the logo of Cervical Cancer Free South Carolina. It was a square button as opposed to a round button, and we distributed about 200 of these buttons in the community, as well as other on-campus outreach, such as working with the Health Education Office and participating in a number of events on campus that were related, such as a body image rally, a singing for sex event, and other events of this type. We also had an awareness fair where we provided free counseling by trained healthcare providers. And just in case you're wondering, this was done on a shoestring budget. So we had a small grant from the College of Charleston, and we were able to conduct formative research with nominal participant incentives, purchase our campaign buttons, and our Vine Video Contest Nano. And the rest was supported by Cervical Cancer Free South Carolina. As I mentioned, the timeline, we conducted formative audience research in the fall semester and designed the campaign with input from the client. And then in the spring semester, we implemented the campaign and evaluated the campaign. So our evaluation included an anonymous web-based survey using Qualtrics, where we limited the IP address so that only one person could complete the survey from any one address. And we wanted to know how our campaign messages impacted knowledge about the vaccine, motivation to receive the vaccine, and which of our channels were the most effective. So I'm just going to share with you some preliminary research. We have some more surveys that have come in, and we're currently working on that data. But at this time, we had 82 completed surveys. 86% were female and ages 18 to 29. Over half of our participants had heard of the campaign, 57%. And participants primarily saw our campaign messages on Facebook, Twitter, and Vine. So that was as we expected, that we wanted to reach the audience where they were on new media, and that's where they were. And what was really exciting was that 50% of participants indicated that they received the vaccine because of the It's My Time messages. Approximately half of participants also believed that the My Time campaign was one of the top three best ways to educate college students about cervical cancer and the HPV vaccine. So I just wanted to share that briefly, and I think I am good on time. So if anyone has any urgent questions about this, and then I believe there will also be time at the end. But thank you so much for listening, and yeah. Hi.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. I'll just repeat the question. So the first question was, did we look specifically at Latino and African American students? And secondly, is there any intent for us to go back and get some grant money to look at behavior outcomes? So in short, absolutely. So first of all, you know, we targeted as one of our secondary publics underserved populations. And so knowing that Latinos and African Americans and underserved populations in general really search for health information online and on their mobile devices was part of the reason that we chose the communication channels that we chose. So we wanted a Vine video because that is easily accessible from your mobile phone. You don't need a computer. You don't need a laptop to do that. And so we wanted to have the best chance to engage the widest audience, including those populations. We, you know, the College of Charleston are basically, our population mirrored the College of Charleston. And so in terms of being able to segment our data, I'm not sure that that's going to be possible, although we are still working on that data. But that is certainly something that Cervical Cancer Free South Carolina works extensively on, and we are working to take this project and build on it. And so that's certainly something we hope to do in the future, is to move this beyond the College of Charleston and the Lowcountry to other campuses, and especially to focus on those populations. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And Dr. Sundstrom was alluding to this, but we're in the process of scaling this up for larger implementation at the University of South Carolina campus and College of Charleston campuses. And so that should allow us to have a larger data pool to be able to do some of the more in-depth analysis and hopefully get larger a larger sample size to be able to do that. And then after the piloting on both campuses, our intent is to go for a full-scale trial where we would really focus a lot on colleges in South Carolina. There are plenty of them there, and we have plenty of opportunity to increase HPV vaccination. So that's certainly something that started here with the College of Charleston. It's My Time Project. And so thank you to Dr. Sundstrom and her amazing students. Her students are just really out of this world with their abilities and training, and were certainly big contributors to this. They pitched the campaign. They did a lot of that. So thank you very much. Let's thank Beth.